Talking today with Kemper Catholic head volleyball coach Russell Wintermote, as his team is playing some very good volleyball, have been since the beginning of the season. First of all, coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. And I guess, what are your thoughts on, kind of where your team is at right now as we, near the stretch run?
Well, I'm very pleased with where they're at, but as a coach, and you've been around coaches enough, we always know there's got to be something that we're going to improve on or need to improve on for that next opponent. As far as the team and where we're at right now, at the beginning of the year, I kind of flirted around with a 5-1 or a 6-2 and decided to go with the 5-1 because Elsa Tiefenthaler is a really good general leader on that floor and really makes us flow well. But when we lost Brianna Whitrock at the Humboldt tournament, you always wonder, what do you got to do to make sure we flow some things and then get the team on the right direction? And we got very fortunate with having Zoe Bruning, who had been a role player for us this year, stepping into that starting position. So we're running a 5-1, and I really like our cohesiveness and the ability to try and get an equal amount of attacks from hitters, which is our goal. And hopefully that's going to lead us into good things as we prepare for the end of the regular season and the postseason. Mm-hmm.
What do you, what is the main focus to, kind of get yourself to that, up in that next level? And, I already playing, some really, really good volleyball, but how do you try to find a way as a coach, in moving your talent in the right direction? How do you get them to that next level?
Well, it's I have some great coaches and you've heard the name Kara Peter, or now she's Kara Berg. Mm-hmm. She's joined our staff and we do a lot more skill work than we've ever done necessarily during the season and that we have done in the past. And by with the addition of the coaching staff that we have, it allows us to, on those days after matches and moving forward, we're really trying to evaluate where they're at as individuals. So we're going to focus on our individual skills and then continue to build around our whole team aspect, especially when we get Brianna Whitrock back. We'll be able to join in that cohesiveness, but I think to get them where they need to be, we're going to really focus on the individual side of our game, especially in the blocking area.
Mm-hmm. Again, Russell Wintermote, head coach for Kemper Catholic Volleyball. You mentioned Brianna and getting her back. What is the status for her, and what kind of extra element, just for the folks that don't know about her, does she add to that mix?
Well, when you're talking about a player that's an all-conference and an all-area player and player of the year for around the Carroll area, to bring her back, what that's going to allow us to do is just give us one more attacker, especially with experience, and then the blocking presence. Brianna was really serving well, so we're going to plan to use her in that serving role. But right now we'll work her slowly back. Mm-hmm. But when you can bring back a senior that is all state for 2 years in a row and all conference for 3 years in a row and an area player of the year, teams are going to have to worry about her. And what that does is going to open up more for our outside hitters and our pin hitters all the way around. So we look forward to that happening, and we look forward to see how that's going to make defenses from the other side have to really worry about where's Elsa going with the ball That'll be fun to watch as it develops.
Yeah, looking forward here a little bit, Coach. I know you're always probably focused on the next match and the next serve, the next moment, whatever it is. But when it comes to Kemper volleyball, I know there is a standard and an expectation that kind of maybe even goes unsaid or maybe is said. But what does it take for this team to get to the state tournament, reach that standard, reach that level that you have reached recently as last year?
Well, there are a couple of things. It's the coachability of the kids. They already know the standards, so now it's just allowing us to coach them and adding coaches to my roster this year that will help them break down into skills development. But the one thing I've always noticed that for us to have success and be able to get down to the state tournament, the other word we always like to use is cohesiveness, because each year I seem to throw some freshmen into the mix. You add some experienced sophomores, and then you throw them in there with the seniors. Then, to try and combine those kids, especially at the beginning, takes a special group of kids to be able to do it. You can coach your tail off, but it doesn't necessarily work until the girls start to believe in themselves. So we'll just continue working on the cohesiveness of where each other fits in their roles as we finish out the regular season and get ready to postseason. So I would say cohesiveness is the biggest attribute that these kids have in the success that's been developed.
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to continuing to follow the Kemper volleyball program. Russell Wintermode, head coach for the Knights. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Much appreciated, and wish you the best.
Awesome. Again, Derek, thanks for everything you do down at KMA land to get the Kemper name out there.